But is it really all men's fault?
No.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it? What do you think, Jimmy? Is it all our fault?
Look, women like to dick, too.
I'm going to have to go with the big no on that one.
Do you think we got receipts, Jimmy?
Yeah. You know we do.
I think
we
got maybe a couple. Yeah. Let's see them.
The craving for a baby that drives women to the ultimate deception.
Yep.
Baby rabies.
Baby
no.
rabies.
Ew. Listen, in my younger days, not even in my not so younger days, I've run into a couple of women, actually more than a couple, who were suffering from baby rabies. And I had to quickly get the hell out of there.
Got to do what you got to do. I'll read this to you a little bit, and then we'll skip to the part that really is telling. You're going to like this.
All right.
I wanted a career, freedom, a nice house to keep my figure. As a feminist, I looked down on mumsy types. But when I was in my late 30s, I decided that if I didn't get pregnant soon, that it might never happen. We did a whole video on this called The Cost of Baby Rabies.
Yeah!
I had also reached a point in my life where I wanted to settle down with a man, and though my boyfriend at that time was wildly unsuitable, I thought I could change him.
Uh-huh.
So she lied about being on the pill, of course. And then down here, the author of this article, who's the one making this confession, decides to drop a gigantic truth bomb. A 2001 survey revealed that a whopping 42% of women would lie about using contraception in order to get pregnant in spite of their partner's wishes.
While I was living in New York, in red trash land, I've actually come across...
Just saying, that's the author.
Oh, God!
Well, the thing, like, all right, there was a couple, more than a couple times, I was... At an event that took place after a church service. And I listened to some of these ladies talking, in passing. And I remember on more than one occasion, there's a young woman at a table. She's got her mother, grandmother there, and some older women. And she's like, listen, my boyfriend just won't pop the question. I want to get married. What can I do? And they're like, yes, quit taking the pill.
Oh,
they're advising these women to do that to these men, to trap them. It happens more than 41% of the fucking time.
Those are just the ones who will admit it. Remember, these studies are usually surveys, and not everyone tells the truth. Women lie. And when you look at the Purdue and the Air Force studies that look at false rape accusations, it's not 2%. That actually comes from a fiction book called Against Her Will that was published in the 1970s, and it's completely uncorroborated. No, the actual stat is closer to 60%.
Well, if you add in the unfounded, it is.
No, literally, the Air Force and Purdue University studies, 60% were listed as false because they admitted that it was a lie.
Okay. Well, then the unfounded ones...
Even higher. And 25% of them every year, like clockwork, according to the Uniform Crime Report, proven false through DNA.
Yeah, they're letting a lot of dudes out of prison for that shit, too.
Yeah, but it's all men's fault. All men's fault, always, every time, no matter what, even though women do the same stuff as men to avoid using condoms.
Correct. Correct!
Nearly 40% of the women who fell in this group said they downplayed the risks with their male partners, while 33% said they used seduction tactics, which the authors described as getting a man aroused enough that he gave into her request for unprotected fornication time.
Yeah.
Roughly 3% of women in the study avoided condom use through manipulation, such as withholding sex or actually destroying the prophylactic. And then you have to add in sperm jacking and all that other stuff.
Yeah, we can't forget sperm jacking.
Yeah, but it's men are completely responsible for all unplanned pregnancies. It's totally our fault.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. Listen, there's a lot of men, especially when you're in your free range fornicating years, that you know they'll hit the piece of ass to completion. Pills be damned.
Yep. And even after women exercise the AAA option.
Yep.
Or if they don't. And you're on the hook. Even if she lied about being on the pill, you can't sue her. According to an Ontario court, father can't sue mother for lying about being on the pill.
No, but you could kill her.
Not advisable, but
I'm not telling anyone you can do that. That's just an option.
I'm not saying you should kill her, but I understand.
Just be sure to plant some endangered plants above the body so they can't dig it up. Just saying. Not advice.
Woo! Just saying. I love this here. You want to hear the legalese from the judge?
Yeah, sure.
I see no basis. Oh, you'll love this. I see no basis on which to impose liability on the mother for any net negative impact he may consider that he has suffered due to having fathered the child, says Justice Paul Rouleau.
Yep.
So he's putting the dad on the line because the woman lied about being on the pill.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, you know what? That actually happened to a buddy of mine.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He was married to his ex. Didn't know anything about it. She's like, oh, okay, it's okay. I'm on the pill. Well, slipped one by the goalie and come to find out she hadn't been on the pill in months.
Shocker.
Slip one by the goalie.
And you know, even if you didn't fornicate with her, she can still put you on the hook. Woman has twins with ex-boyfriend stolen sperm. Courts rule ex to pay child support.
Yep.
Let me guess. Canada again?
Let's take a look here. As a society, we no longer chastise a woman for having ex say outside of or before marriage. The double standard of the experienced male and the virginal female is thankfully outdated. It's not even a double standard because difference between a master lock and a shitty lock. Master key and a shitty lock, I should say. But our new societal mores has not ended the practice of females purposely getting pregnant in order to hook a man. This was in Texas. The practice just hit a new low. A woman apparently stole her boyfriend's sperm from used condoms, took the sperm to a fertility clinic for IVF treatments, became impregnated with twins, and has now successfully sued him for child support. Way to go, wow. Texas.
Wow.
Watch Grunt-speak live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we'll do the same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world. Nah.